Representative Susan Duckworth introduced House Bill 71 this year, seeking to exempt incontinence supplies and feminine hygiene items, such as tampons and disposable diapers, from the state sales tax base. Representative Duckworth says these exemptions were intended to protect struggling families and seniors who may be living on fixed incomes.
At one time or another in our lives, we're going to be using these products, and it doesn't discriminate. It's not a male or a female issue. It's a taxpayer issue, and it's a human right to be able to have these hygiene necessities.
Nicole Kading, an economist at the Tax Foundation, warns that too many exemptions may thin the state tax base, leading to higher rates on other goods while negatively impacting state tax revenues.
What a number of states have done is they've continued to exempt good after good from the sales tax to make it perhaps less regressive. So, for instance, many states do not tax prescription drugs, or they do not tax grocery items, or they do not tax clothing. What ends up happening is as you continue to make your sales tax base smaller, your sales tax rate has to be higher on all of the other goods that are still taxed.
Representative Duckworth's bill was projected to cost the state over $5 million over a two-year period, while providing an estimated $7 million in savings for consumers. House Bill 71 failed to pass, having never received a vote in committee. Representative Duckworth plans to propose her bill again during the next legislative session in 2018. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.